Okay, Rusty. Okay. The topic of today's shiur is Mubarashin is Gaira. This is the shiur I gave the first night of Shavuos in the West Side Institutional. And I'm repeating it again for those that were not able to be there. The topic has to do with Geirus, it has to do with surrogate motherhood. We're not here to give any final psak halacha on this topic. And if somebody has the shaila or shailas that come up in the topics that we're going to discuss, needs to ask their own personal shaila of a rav to paskin on that particular case. But we'll talk about the major inyanim and the different possibilities, and I will even express what at this point what I'm noted to, but nothing here is meant as a psak halacha. Okay. We know that the famous sugya in Ksubis on Daf Yud Aleph on page 9 here in the packet about ger katan. And the sugya of ger katan says, Amar of Huna ger katan matbima no sol das bezdin. That a ger katan, obviously he doesn't have his own das, but the bezdin is matbil also, and they're zocher for him. It's a funny type of zechiah. Normally, if I want to be zocher for you in a particular item, so you pick it up on behalf of the other person. If it belongs to me, I can't be zocher, I have to give it to another person. So I want to give you a basketball. So I want you to be zocher. So if you're here, I can just hand it to you. But if you're not here, I could give it to someone else, and he'll pick it up on your behalf. And zochem l'adam shelo b'fanav. So here, it's not. What are you being zocher in? One of my friends, Rav Ben Zion Scheinfeld, once said he thought it's sort of like we're viewing the either his Kedushas Yisrael as if it would be a tangible thing, so to speak, and the Bezdin is be zocher in that, whatever, however way you understand it. I think Rav Shechter might have mentioned he's zocher in the Das, whatever it is. But that's the din, that Bezdin, so you can take a two-year-old and throw him in the mikveh, and he's considered zochem l'adam shelo b'fanav. Rav Shechter always mentions the discussion. Because what's the idea? The idea is because it's a schus, zochem l'adam shelo b'fanav. Ger katan matbina lo sol das bezdin, maika mashma de schus hu lo v'zochem l'adam shelo b'fanav. So Rav Shechter always says over that many poskim hold that it's only schus if the parents are religious. But if they're not religious, they're not going to bring him up religious, so then he's going to become Jewish and not be, and now get all the averis for not fulfilling, so maybe that's not a schus. And others disagree, and others say no, just the schus of being a yid is a schus in its own right. So that's a whole discussion for the topic of your cotton. Now, Tosis has a discussion whether this din is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabban. Because if you hold that Temu, the Hazachiyah having mitam shlichus, came to Chusulo, Anan Sadi, the Ovid le shlich. You can't hek zachim le cotton, although he shlichus le cotton. Hazachiyah is mitam shlichus. In other words, shlichus normally, I appoint you to be a shlich. Hazachiyah means that since it's a chus, I'm self-appointed. I am zocher with you in the thing, even though there's no appointment. But it's normally I have to be appointed to be a shliach. But I know it's good for you, so it's ki'ilu. It's being appointed without being appointed. But for a cotton, if schiz mitam shlichus ki'ilu, it's a shliach. But there's no shlichus for cotton. So how does that work? So that's Tosa Kasha. So Tosa says, Nira Levi, the Hachanami Zochan lo midrabanim. that it's in a chanami. The whole thing is only the Rabbanan. Or he says maybe it's the Raisa. Later on he says, Yinami came to Mahakzi of Nasa Yisrael, Havali Yisrael Gomel in Yiskiya. So the first shot in Tosh is it's the Geiris is only Midrabon of a Geir Cotton. And then he says, well, Fisfarm, further down, first word in line is En Yorshim. Fisfarm de Garcina and Bav Metzias, Chia Mia Islay, Velogaris Midrabonan. Micha, the Matzalamein, the Isla is Kiyah Minatora. And he says, so why is Kiyah Minatora if it's Kiyah Mitam Shalichus? So he says, well, this is a Chus Gomer. So even though you hold that it's only Midrabanan, that's only by regular Chus. It's Chus Gomer, Yeshlo Shalichus. So that's our whole discussion. But Tosfos asks the kasha that there's a Beferish Gemara in Sanhedrin that's mashma that the din of shlichus, the din of the concept of a ger katan is a daraisa. Why? Let's take a look. The pasuk psukim here in Vayikra, it talks about stealing from somebody and nishba la sheker. You stole, and then you denied it, and you took a shvua. So then you have to pay back what you stole, and then you admitted that you lied, right? Nefesh ki sechta mal mal vashem kichesh ba miso. So kichesh ba v'nishma l'sheker. So then vayachi Hashem heishiv, you have to return what you, and you have to bring, and you bring a korban, etc. Karen nechomesh, a whole thing. So the Gemara, so that's the pasuk of But then the pasuk says that this is reiterated in Parshas Noso. Ish ki page 3. Ish or isha ki yaso mikol chatos adam limol mal bashem vizvadu es chatosu masharshu veheishiv es hashomu baroshu v'chamishito yosef alav. So then, right, so so what if the aim, then the pasuk says the aim leish, but what if he, the guy died? The guy you stole from and lied, died. And the aim leish goel, so you give it to the Kohen. You give it to the Kohen. So you give the thing, the amount you stole to the Kohen. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, how could it be that someone doesn't have a relative, page 7. Pliga the Rabbi Dama, Rabbi Cotton, Emo Shalom, Ein Leish Goel, Chi Yesh Kocha Adam Yisrael, Shein Lo Goel, Ela B'Gezel HaGer, Kosu Medaber. So it must be a Gezel HaGer. That a Ger, when he converts, he's not related to anybody. So that's the case. He stole from a Ger, and then he died, so that's Ein Leish Goel. So you have to, so the pasuk says, El gezel ger kotsu b'daver, v'omar rachmana ish. Ish ata tzaruch lachzor lov m'yesh lo golem v'im lav. So then, but he could still have offspring for after the gave, so then you still have to check and then see. But if he's a cotton, I ata tzaruch lachzor lov b'yadu shein lo golem. That's how the Gemara dashes. Because a cotton is not going to have cotton ale molly, so he doesn't have any kids and anything he was related to before. But you see over here that the Torah the Gemara is darshing the pasuk each for the cotton, that there's a concept of cotton on a daraisa level of a ger cotton. So, and if you hold that the whole din of ger cotton is only a din drabanan, so Tosa says, so then what's the case of ger cotton midaraisa? And of course the pasuk here saying that there's a concept of ger cotton midaraisa. Okay, so Tosfos asked that question on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on page 9. And Tosfos answers, take a look where the arrow is. the second arrow, page 9. Fadam rina beresh ben sorer, gabigel esel ger, imen lish goel, isha tatsorich lachzor alav, imi ishlo goel, avo kotten ya tatsorich lachzor alav, mishkachas lo ger kotten mena Torah, bu bereshin is gaira. So he says that there's a concept of a ger kotten mena Torah by bu bereshin is gaira. That if you have a pregnant woman who's a goya, and she converts, she goes to the mikveh. So Gemara says, "Bena ain't tzricha tefila." Her son doesn't need to go to the mikveh because when she went, it counted for him as well, and she's not considered a chatzitza. Gemara says, "Hayne revise." It's the normal way. So. Right. So, that's considered a ger because when she converts, so it's chal on him. So he's a ger, and he's a ger midaraisa, and that's the case. So if he becomes a ger after he's born, as his own gerus, so that's midin zchi of the bezdin. So that's a din derabbanan, according to some, if you hold zchi as mitam shlichus and ain shlichus l'kot. But if sort of mugereshin is gaira, that's a ger katan min haTorah. That's a ger katan min haTorah. So there's a famous kash of Rabbi Kiva Eger on page 10. He says, kasha. You see the second line. Kasha, ech mishkachas lo ger midaraisa, v'kosvo toises v'achal buberashat et gaira, v'no ein tzarech tevil ha ger mena Torah, v'ani tamo, de nehida also le tevila, de'ein zah chatzitza, mishum da'ein revise, mikom mokum geris enkan, v'keim le kaim lon uber lar v'echach imo. Because what does it help that she is in the womb? But l'maisa, if you hold mu, Uber is Yerachimo, that means that Uber is considered just another limb of the mother. So when she converts, he converts. She's like another finger. So Mimela, her conversion is Doraisa, so his conversion is Doraisa. But if you hold Uber Lav Yerachimo, so don't you need the same Zechia that you need after he was born? So he says, Hashem Yifach Eina Ha'oros of Shashur, he says, and then he leaves it b'tzarachim. Hashem yifchach enai ivros. He says v'shashui im b'ni yakirli harav Shlomo v'popula darais. That's when he came up with this question when he was learning with his son. You know, I remember when Rav Soloveitchik passed away. So the Levaya was in Boston on Chol Hamoed Pesach. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was the only speaker. So he said a lot of interesting things. So one of the things he said was he compared his brother, the Rav, to Rav Shlomo Eger. Because they're both the father-son learning with each other. You know, that paradigm of Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rav Shlomo Eger, and his father with his brother. So he made that comparison. Made other comparisons, but that was the other comparison. He compared to his brother Yosef to Yosef and with the brothers, and people were jealous of him. That was a different comparison that he made. But the comparison then was okay. Well, so what's the answer to that question? So Rav Shaul Yisraeli. In the Sefer Chavos Binyamin, he gives an answer. I think. And basically, on page 40. It says there are two parts of the Geirus. There's the physical action, they're going to the mikveh, etc. And then there's the das. The Ratzon, etc. So when it comes to the the Maisageris. So that's a question. In other words, is the cotton the same Maisageris with his mother or not? That's Talayul Bariyachim or Lav Yachim. So if it's Lav, so he did his own, but you don't need Tzchiyah there because he did his own Maisageris. Even he went to the mikveh too. For the Das and the Ratzon, so that everyone agrees Uber Zerachimo. Because there, Gabi the Das, the kid is part of the mother's Das. He thinks is Lekuli Alma. So that's why Tosus assumed that in the Kabbalah Smitsis, etc., that's why it's Doraisa. Because you don't need Tzchi on that. Because the Gabi the Das is Yerachimo. Okay. But what do you see from this? You see from this that the following point, and this the different people point out, of Kilov and others, that this kid is a ger. This kid is a ger, right? Now one can ask the following question. Who says he's a ger? Maybe there was at the end of the day this kid is going to be Jewish. He has a Goyish mother in conception, but he's going to be Jewish in the end. Because we said that when she was Megiah, he was Megiah. But why don't you say it differently? Why don't you say that when she was Megiah, it's only for her? Right? And he'll be Jewish because he'll be born to a Jewish mother. So why do we need that there's a Geiris on him? One, in other words, it's much from the Gemara that it's only because there's a Geiris on him too that he's Jewish. So why isn't he Jewish just because he's born for the Jewish mother without even being Jewish through conversion? Usually we assume you're born from a Jewish mother, you're Jew. Oh. So first is a very interesting Dogel Mervava, the Noda Behuda Dogel Mervava that we need to see. In the Shulchan Aruch, what page is it? Okay, on page 29. Says that the Gomer Bravo, Im Yodu Habezdin Bishas Tvila, Shehimu Beres, had been Pashat. So he says that it, in other words, the fact that if he's a ger too, perhaps is only because when she goes into the mikveh to convert, the bezdin knows she's pregnant. What if the bezdin didn't know she's pregnant? Then it's a possibility that the gerus won't be chal on him. Because the way people say over is that the idea of Geiris is the Bezdin's Mekabel. But if you don't know that it exists, in other words, if there's another person hidden in there, so then Bezdin doesn't know to be Mekabel that person. So it could be that it's not Chal if the Bezdin didn't know. The Dogum Revova. So Memela Azoy. Memela. That case could be, the way some point out, then it could be different. Then the Geiris wouldn't be Chal. And then the question would be, is the kid Jewish because he's born from a Jewish mother or not? But L'chaira, it's mashed from the Gemara, that the only reason he's Jewish is because the Geiris was Chal. Right? The verse says, the B'na ain't Tzarich HaTvila. He doesn't have to convert later. He's okay. So it's Mashmah, he's only okay because why? Because he converted now. And he's not okay because his mother converted and then he's born later to her. L'chaira, but at some point out, as we'll see, l'chaira you see from here, at first glance, that the reason why he's Jewish is because of the conversion, and not this Rav Kilov points out in an article in Tchumim, Rekhus HaRav, Rav Kilov, that it could be that you see from here that maybe perhaps being born to a Jewish mother doesn't automatically make you Jewish. See, Rav Kilov's shita is that Jewish versus non-Jewish is totally on the egg, the conception. So he wants to say, Rav Kilov, that if you're, say the mother didn't convert, say like the Noda Behuda's case, the Beis Din didn't know about the kid, so then it could be, if the Beis Din didn't know about the kid, then the conversion is not chal. And so why won't he become Jewish when he's born? No, because maybe Judaism is toloi on whether you are what? Come from a Jewish egg, not from a Jewish mother, from a Jewish egg. Meaning not that you were born from a Jewish mother, but you had a Jewish egg. So usually you have a Jewish mother, she provides both. She provides the egg and she provides the service of carrying. She does both. So then you became Jewish from that, and then she becomes your mother because since you're Jewish, so then the woman who gave birth to you is your mother. But say, so if Kilov wants to say, but what if the conversion was not chal on the kid, like that the Beis Din didn't know, and say the conversion was not chal? So then it could be that the kid's a goy, and when he's born, you have a goyish kid coming out of a Jewish woman, and then it's not his mother, because, like Rav Kilov says, a goy can't be related to a Jewish woman. So therefore, it would come out that what makes you Jewish is the egg. And then you're related to your mother based on birth if you're Jewish. If you're not Jewish, then you're not related to her. And that's his mahalach. You'll see the RJ. It's a piece in Tchumen. If you want to see the RJJ Journal quotes it. But I was very intrigued with his piece. On page 52. It says, Rav Abraham Isaac adopts, and you know, he has different opinions there. It's a general rule he concurs with Rav Goldberg that maternity is established at birth, as indicated by the case of the comrade. We'll see that case. However, Rav Kilov also deduces a number of sources indicating that a mother who converts to Judaism may give birth to a Gentile, like we said before. On this basis, he concludes that a child's Jewishness is determined by genetic relationship. Once a child's Jewishness is established, maternity of the child is determined by birth. So the genetic mother is Gentile, and the gestational mother is Jewish. In other words, you have a non-Jewish egg inside of a Jewish woman. The child is a Gentile and bears no relationship to the surrogate. Conversely, if the genetic mother is Jewish and the surrogate is Gentile, then the child is Jewish and bears no relationship to the surrogate, right? In other words, if the genetic mother is Jewish
egg.
Right, and the surrogate mother is Gentile, the child is Jewish, but bears no relationship to the surrogate because a Jewish child can't be related to a non-Jewish woman. But if both the genetic and gestational mothers are Jewish, even though they're two different people, the maternal identity turns on birth. Mm-hmm. Hence, the surrogate is the child's halachic mother. So that's his in Chelik Hei. He has this approach, but we'll talk about it more. Oh, so there is a Gemara. In Yivamas. So in classic, there's a steer in the sugis. Because if you take a look, in Yivamas, Sari Zion on the base, page 19. Tashma Shnei Achim Ta'omim, Gerim. Say you have twins, right? Right, so Shnei Achim Ta'omim Geirim Chem Shukram L'Choltzim L'Yom Abim. There was a halacha of Chalitz and Yibam is you have to be related brothers from the father's side. So he says, so if they're Geirim, they're not related. Ha'isen Harosun Shlo B'Kedusha V'Leidosim B'Kedusha. Say they were conceived by a non-Jewish woman, and then she converted while she's pregnant. So lo choltzim lo biyabim. So then they're not related to their father, because they're converted, so they're not related to their father. Or maybe for other reasons, we'll see. Aval chayavim mishem eishes ach. So in other words, say they were converted, the twins. So this works in very well. They had a non-Jewish mother, so they were conceived non-Jewish. Now they're little kids and little fetuses inside. So now they convert. So now the conversion is calling them. Right? So then what? When they're born, they're not going to be related to their father, either Yosef Geirus or Rachman Afkarei Lazari of the father, but they're still going to be related to, this is their mother. Because they're Jewish, they're converted, and now they're going to come out of a Jewish lady, so they're going to be both considered, they're considered brothers from the mother, and they'll have the Dine Arayis that are shayach to being brothers from the mother. Etc. Oh, so what's the problem? So what's the problem? So there's another Gemara so the Gemara in that we said before of Muberish and his Geir, right? So the question is like this. In that Gemara, Muberish and his Geir, so it says, B'na ain't Tzrichet Tefillah, the kid is converted, right? Inside the mother. But L'chor, if he's a boy, he needs a Bris Milah. He needs a Bris Milah. And you're not considered a convert unless you have Milah and Tefillah. Now, when is he going to get his bris milah? When is he going to get his bris milah? When he's born. The bris milah is not happening inside the womb. After he's born, he's going to get a bris milah. So the question that the Rishonim would deal with, so if you're not a convert till the bris milah, and once you're a convert, you're considered Geshen Iskai Shenolad.
So then why are you related to your mother? Like the verse says beferish, if the twins are related to each other, they both have the same mother. But if they're not getting the bris mila till after they're born, so why are they related to the mother? You hear the question. Why are they related to the mother? If the chalos gerus is not until after the mila also, and then you're going to say gershin is gar katan shenolad, so then it's vita a conversion later on. Well, and the question becomes exacerbated according to the Ramban shita. Because the Ramban has a piece. Ramban on page 12. The question is like this. We know normally when a boy converts, so there's two parts of the conversion. There's the mila and the tefila. So normally mila comes first and then the tefila. So the question is, can you reverse it? So Ramban brings a raya from here that you could reverse it. Because here, the tefillah came first, and then the milah. He says, Mim im toval, line that begins kedei. Mim im toval v'chakach mol, harei zeger. Deloshno milu tefillah, deloshno tefillah milah. Right? So everyone asks, but according to Ramban, so then what's pshat in the other Gemara? What's pshat in the other Gemara? Now, not everyone agrees to the Ramban. There's a famous Ritva that says differently. On page 15. Two lines from the bottom. On the fourth column. Well, Rabbeinu HaRamban Kasev Dibid Yevinim Kavol Kodem Mila also Lo tefila, fevi raya midaminu lekaman perka arel viarshen muberishet tavla v'noyin tzarf tefila. So the fourth line, fifth line, zemu aram docharayzu. Neshani hasum shu b'mei imo ein bein mila v'areu kinekevim v'sag lebe tefila. So he says, no, you got it wrong. The pshat is that it's chal in Ganson when he's inside his mother, the whole gerus. Ah, he's a boy. But till you're born, you don't have an orla. So this boy inside his mother's womb is considered like an akeva. So what? So the gerus is chal. So this is great pshat. And mainly with this pshat, we understand very well why you're related to the mother. Because the gerus was chal in the mother's womb. So you're already a full-fledged Jew. And then you'll be born to a Jewish woman, and you're Jewish. And then later, you'll get a mila, what? Not l'shem geiris, but what? L'shem mitzvah's mila, like everyone else. Because according to the Ramban, the pashtus is, the mila is what? Mila l'shem geiris. According to the Ritva, it's not l'shem geiris. And what's the nafkamina? Whether the mila has to be on the eighth day. A mila l'shem geiris is not on the eighth, necessarily on the eighth day. Right? Because it's the... But a mila, mitzvah's mila is. And then the shayla is it doch Hashabbos? Is it doch Hashabbos or not? Because a mila, mitzvah's mila is doch Hashabbos. Geirus mila is not doch Hashabbos. So according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah, it's a geirus mila. So it's not on the eighth day, and it's not doch Hashabbos. According to the Ritva, so the mice, some post came a machmir that you should, you know, misafik, you can't do it on Shabbos, and we'll have to wait till the eighth day, you know, misafik, and. And I think I saw in the Sefer Halacha Refuah from the Yad David, Rav David Friedman, Rav David Carlina, who I think paskin that it's mitzvahs mila. We treated mitzvahs mila and Toch HaShabbos on the eighth day, etc. Again, we're not giving any psak here ahead of paskin, but he was very big, Rav David Carlina. I told you, Rav Katzman told me once that Rav Lezer Katzman, the Rav Chaim, where they would have meetings of Rabbanim, he would come early. Why did you come early? Why do you come early for the meetings? because he wanted to have this chus that when Rav David Kalina walked in the room, he should stand up for him, was he held from him. But it's not so partial that we paskin like that. But it works out very well if you hold like that. See, if you don't hold like that, if you hold that like the Ramban, then you have this question. So you have to say something like, so there are different pshatim. There's a famous Rav Naftali that says that there's a din. You know, take a look. There's a famous Rav Naftali. That's the Yeshivish Torahs, Rav Naftali Trop in the Granat. He answered this question. So he says that the two dinim, the way it's said over Shem Yisrael and Kedushis Yisrael. So the Shem Yisrael he gets, he says Fize on page 24 in the bottom. Fize al kosher mashik shein al tosis vag. Yeah, the Shem Yisrael who came in the Imo Yisrael. Okay, so he says something like, and anyone's born to a Jewish woman is a shame Israel, but you don't have the Kedushas Israel to, I guess, the Mechayiv and Mitzvahs, etc. So the Mela that you'll get later, but that's not going to make you not related to your mother because you get the shame Israel from. But I don't know, I'm not so into this. I'd rather just say like the Ritva. I mean, he's trying to say like the Ramban. So the Chalkas Yolov says a word that maybe. That once you did the Chalkas Yov wants to say in the bottom of page 26 on the right side, he says there's a chilek between mal velo tal velo tal. The ikar of geiris is the mila, is not the mila, is the tefila. So once you mal, so then bezin is the shame geiris, then bezin forces you to do the mila. Whereas if you dish a mila, you didn't do tefillah, so that's up to you. Once you did the tefillah, that's really the geirus. And he says that, you know, the famous Maral, that at Matan Torah, he didn't say geirus in Iskaya kakotin shalol al dami, because it was geirus bal korcha. But geirus bal korcha you don't say. So Mela, once the tefillah was chal and the muberish and his geira for the kid, so now we're koifet to do the mila, that's bal korcha, so Mela, you're not going to say geirus in Iskaya. Okay. But that's not so pashut. And Reb Chaim Oizer has something about, you know, about Lama Freya, this, that. But Reb Shaul Yisraeli wants to say even maybe the Ramban really agrees to the Ritva. All these different. But the simple Mahalach is to assume like the Ritva, and that answers up everything. You assume like the Ritva. So the Mela, the Geirus was complete, and then you could say, right, that would be the simple Mahalach. If you hold like Rav David Carlina, you say like the Ritva. So the Mela, the Geirus is Bechla. In other words, and he's a full Geir at the time of the tefillah. So that would be. So I like that mahalach to assume that. Again, we're not here to paskin, but to assume that mugershin is gaira. The gaira is chal bechlal inside the mother, and the mila later is not a gairistik mila. It's a It's a mitzvah smila. Not like the Ramban, like the Ritva. That inside, dina kebas. It's not shaykh mila. And that explains why. When the twins are born, they're related to a mother. The whole kash is, if you say that it's going to be chal later on, then Gershon is guy, shouldn't be related to the mother. And the halacha is, you have two twins, Gershon is harasun shalob b'kdusha v'leidosun b'kdusha. They're related to each other and related to their mother. They both considered that they have the same mother. And therefore their mila would be bishmini, because it's a mitzvah mila, and the mila would be even on Shabbos. And that's how Rav David Karlina Paskin, I think.
How does the Ramban explain Achim in a name?
Yeah, so that's the Naftali's Kasha. So, so they try to give, we just said over the Naftali says that they get Kedushas Yisrael right away, and they get Shem Yisrael right away, but don't get Kedushas until later. And I guess
Sher Basar is
so Shem Yisrael is enough to have Sher Basar. But I don't know. To me, this is a doichuk to say like that. The Shem Yisrael Kedushas Yisrael. I like to say like the Ritva, that it's a full Geirus right away. But what do you need the Geirus for? Why don't you say you'll just be, the Geirus shouldn't be Chal, and they'll be born from a Jewish woman. So you see that being born from a Jewish woman is not enough to make you a Jew. You're only a Jew if you had your Hora B'Kedusha. Because what do you need Geirus B'Noyin Surah Chetvila, that the Geirus was Chal? Why don't we just say that the Geirus is not Chal? And according to Noda Behuda, if they Bezdin didn't know, the Geirus Taka might not be Chal, but the Bezdin didn't know she was pregnant. So why don't we just say he's Jewish because he'll be born to a Jewish mother. So you see that being born to a Jewish mother doesn't make you Jewish unless you had a Jewish egg, unless you were Harasa B'Kedusha. So being born to a Jewish mother doesn't make you Jewish. Yeah? If you had a Geisha, right. So therefore, if the Geirus would not have been Chal on the Uber, then we wouldn't say that the Uber is Jewish because the Uber was born to a Jewish lady. In other words, the Gemara says the only reason that the Uber is Jewish is because the Geirus was Chal on the Uber as well. So Ora, that's what Rav Kilov says. Rav Kilov says that Judaism is Toloi on the egg. If you have a Jewish egg, you're a Jew, and if a Goyish egg, you're a Goy. So in other words, the two issues, as we saw, Rav Kilov said, that what's Judaism and who's your mother? Judaism is Toloi on what the egg is. Now, who are you related to? So if you have a Jewish egg and you're in a Jewish woman, then you're related to the woman that you gave, who gave birth to you. But if you have if there's a Goyisha egg and a Jewish woman, so then he says you're a Goy, and then you're not related to the woman who carried you, because a Goy can't be related to a Jew.
You're still Achim in Aim, right?
No.
Or Ashur L'Bikdusha.
Or Ashur L'Bikdusha, but then they convert it. So now she's the Uber's Jewish. So now when
now
it comes,
they're related after they converted. They're related.
No, they're related when they come, when they're given birth to. Right. So they're both given birth to from the same mother. So even though the Hara was Shalom B'Kedusha, but
so the egg was Goyish.
The egg was Goyish, and now they're a Jew. So now they're related to the. So now they converted. There was a Geirus. That's why they're Jewish, because there was a Geirus. Now, who's the mother? The mother is going to be the woman that they, who gave birth to them, because then they're Jewish. If a Jewish person comes out of a Jewish mother, so then the mother who gave birth is the mother.
That's retroactive, though. They only became Jewish once they had a meal, right?
No, but I'm saying like the Ritva. I'm saying like the Ritva. The Ritva says that you're Jewish right away because when the Geirus was Chal, because when you're inside, you're a Dino Kinnikeva.
Okay,
Dino Kinnikeva. Right,
Dino Kinnikeva.
According to the Ramban. According to Ramban, so you have to say some.
According to Ramban.
Yeah, so then you have to say some other. Either you have to say like Ramban Tali, or you have to say like the Chalkas Yoyev, that it was all Pilpulim. Chalkas Yoyev says that one says a Tefillah. Once there's a tefillah, then we're kofi for you to to do the milah. If you did a tefillah l'shem geiris, you need to do a milah, and that would come for you to do the milah. So maybe that's a geiris bal korach, and like the maral, geiris bal korach, you don't say geir shenitz geir katan shenola. But that's a pilpul. It's a pilpul. And Reb Chaim Oizer also says something about l'mafreya. This. So Reb Chashol Yisraeli tries to put the. You have to look it in. It's a whole cheshbon to get the Ramban really to say what the Ritva said. But it could be that it's not so poshut that like the Ramban. So you say like the other way. So that's the mahalach that I like the most. And in Mela, it comes out like this, that if you have a non-Jewish woman who has a Jewish egg, so she couldn't have her own egg, she got a Jewish egg. So then the kid is a Jew, even though he was given birth by a non-Jewish woman. And he's not related to this woman. He's not related to this woman because he can't be related. He's not related to the Goyish woman. Someone told me on Shavuos that they know somebody like that. So they were told that, and they were babysitting for him, and they were told that they can give this kid treif. So I said, it's not so pasha. Maybe the kid in Mikra Din is Jewish.
Maybe you need both conditions. Jewish egg and Jewish woman birth.
Right. There's a possibility to say maybe, but it's mashma from the Gemara that the person needed geiris because it was harasha shalom b'kdusha. So mashma would be harasha b'kdusha. So you're saying maybe you need both. That's another possibility. Maybe you need both. Maybe you need to be Jewish. You need. I mean, the harasa.
Because the egg could be just bottled in the mother.
Yeah, one second. Now, there's a chiddush, one second, that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said, and Rav Shaul Yisraeli, that if it's before 40 days, say, like Rabbi Berger pointed out, the Mubershin is Gaira. Before 40 days. So then, right? So then, we're not misyaches, then we treat the mothers, before 40 days is Maya Ba'alma. So Mamela, it's like having a, so then the kid is not even a Giyaris. The kid's not even a ger. We don't say the kid is a ger. It's only if it's after 40 days, so it has its own independence. So then we say the kid is a ger. And benayin tzricha tefillah. Before that, you don't even have to say that the kid is a ger. It's just that the kid is born from a Jewish mother. It's like becoming pregnant after a woman converted, and then she becomes pregnant, so her kid is not a ger. That's where Moshe Soloveitchik, Ravaran's son, wrote an article in Ohr Mizrach many years ago. I put it here in the packet about the test tube babies, etc. But L'chaira, in other words, you see from the Gemara that giving birth is not enough. You don't just say the one who gives birth, that's your mother, that makes you Jewish. No, because then L'chaira Pashas Gemara, you needed a geiris there. Without the geiris, the kid wouldn't have been Jewish. So the question is, do you need, what if you had a So he wants to say, so once you see over there that the non-Jewish conception requires Geirus, so he thought Mepashtus that, and it's not going to help, so the flip side also, that the Jewish egg should make you Jewish, just like the non-Jewish egg made you non-Jewish.
Right, I mean, it's not a riot, but you might still need a Jewish mother birth.
Okay, maybe. Okay, I mean,
same way we said that Kadam Arba'im Yom, Kadam Arba'im, it's Maya Ba'alma, so here too, it's just bottle and the mother.
Yeah, so to tell you the truth, I was not, I'm a very much of a fact-pick on this thing that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik and Rav Shaul Yisraeli said, that before 40 days it's just, because according to them, it'll come out that if you have a non-Jewish egg before 40 days, which usually that's when it's going to be a surrogate mother, before 40 days you use a non-Jewish egg, then you don't need any Geirus Maker then. In other words, if you put in a Jewish woman, a non-Jewish egg, before 40 days, it's nothing. So to me, it's not mashma that way in the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about harasa shel b'kedusha, and pashas harasa means the conception. That's the pashas harasa. So it's maya ba'alma, but it's not so pashat. You know, the discussion about whether you mechal Shabbos for before 40 days. It's, you know, because there could be, you know, al shem ha'asid. You know, there's a Ramban in the Torah Sodom, whether you could Michal Shabbos to save the Uber before 40 days. Do you say, well, it's not, it's my Balmo? Do you say, no, Chalel of Shabbos Harbeh, Shabbos Achaz Kadei Shishmor Shabbos Harbeh. And since the potential is here, so...
Chalel of might be a different operator than if you go up Nefesh.
Yeah, maybe. But it could be that... that's what Rav Kilov said. One maybe perhaps could argue, but look, we're not midei sfeika lo nafka. In other words, I would definitely say that the person who told this woman that a non-Jewish woman and has a Jewish egg could just go ahead and feed them treifus, I think is wrong, because midei sfeika lo. In other words, at least Kol Pachas is a suffix that it's a Jew. You want to say that's not enough that you should do a Geirus Lechumra? Okay, granted, do a Geirus Lechumra. But I think what he says might be true. Mikra did. They spake maybe lo nafka, so let them do. So there's a question: a person who doesn't have their own eggs, a woman doesn't have their own eggs, and needs to and wants to have a donor egg. What should they do? So the three approaches. One approach is not to get involved in this whole thing. That's one approach. That's Rav Yashiv's approach. You know, Rav Yashiv held that Kemaisa Eretz Mitzrayim. It's Mevalbel, like Rabbi Tuchman was pointing out, it's Mevalbel the Zera, you know, Kemaisa Eretz Mitzrayim. So he felt you shouldn't do it. Once you did it already, then you can clear, you know, who's the mother, is it Jewish, is not. But he held not to do it. Rav Ausch also holds that way, etc. That's one approach. And Rav Mordechai Eliyahu is the one who, I was told by Rav Gideon Weitzman and Machon Pua, he was the proponent of doing these things. And he, Gideon Weitzman told me, he held, even if you already have children, and you want more children. I don't know if he was talking dafka, you want Mekayim Peruvu or not, but even for more, you can go ahead and have more children through. Again, I would have to clarify, he meant it only if you weren't Mekayim Peruvu, you only had girls or whatever, or if not, but he's the proponent that it's okay. And then the question is, I mean, when I say three approaches, is one approach is not to do it at all. And then within the approaches that you could do it, should you dafka get a Jewish egg or a non-Jewish egg? What egg should you get? So some say get a non-Jewish egg, like Rav Tendler holds that way, to get a non-Jewish egg. And the reason why is because he was afraid of Yuchsin. Yeah, some are afraid of Mamzera, some are afraid of Yuchsin, in terms of you might end up marrying your brother, your sister, because you don't know who the egg came from. So you can end up marrying a girl, it could be your sister. And the other approach is, no, to get a Jewish egg. There, like Rav Avadi Yosef was into that, Dafka Jewish egg, some al pi Kabbalah, the Tumah, you don't want to have your Zera with a non-Jewish egg. And also, I was thinking as well, that if you get a Jewish egg, a non-Jewish egg, then you need a Geirus, so then the father's not related to the child, right? And then the father won't become Peruvu. But if you get a Jewish egg, you get Shevis, but not Peruvu. But if you get a Jewish egg,
then be a lower level of Peruvu.
One second. But if you get a Jewish egg, then the father could be Mekayim Peruvu. I mean, Rav Bleich says he holds a Peruvu, you only Mekayim with a Maisa Bia, but the second packet I made to try to disprove this notion of Rav Bleich, and others maybe hold that way as well, and I thought if you use the Zera of the father, that's Peruvu.
You're still Yochsen. Like that.
Yeah, we're going to talk. Well, if you want, I'll have the packet right here. You get in the second packet too. Okay. So that's why I thought it's better to use a Jewish egg. And in Bachelpua, they told me, Weitzman, what they do is they don't disclose the identity of who the egg is from, but they'll tell you the birth date. So then, when you go out with a girl, you just make sure that her mother doesn't have the birth date as the. In other words, if you're a product of that thing, and your mother, the egg that you came from, your birth date was a certain day, so when you go out with a girl, you just make sure her mother's birthday is not the same day. And then you know you're not marrying your mother. You're not marrying your sister. That's.
The mother's birthday.
Right. So, you know, so that's a Macham Pua. So those are the different approaches. But let me quickly. We'll take just a quick perusal in the second packet. So I wanted to say like this: the Beis Shmuel has a discussion where the Mekayim Peruvu with a. If it's not derech bia. So the two issues. One issue is what makes some. The first packet was what makes somebody the mother. What makes someone Jewish. Now the question is what makes someone the father. So the Gemara in the Chagiga has a concept of nistamra bambati. That they have the concept of if there's a pool of water. A bathtub and it's full of water, and the man was there before, and he left Zara there. So, if she gets him pregnant from the Zara, is he the father? So, the Beis Shmuel says, first, the Chalkas Mechokek on page 10, the Chalkas Mechokek says, Yesh l'stapeg, Ishushin is Abba Bambati, Imkim Ha'av Piri Virvia, Mikri B'no L'chol Dover. So he wants to bring a raya from Ben Sira. So he says that so that's he's mistapik the chalkas mechokik. So. The Beis Shmuel brings a raya from the Rabbeinu Perah, Hagos HaSmak, that a woman is told that she shouldn't sleep on a mattress, on a sheets that another man slept on, who's not her husband, because maybe she'll become pregnant from the Zera that he left there. And then, Zera Shem Yisa Achoso Me'ovit, and then maybe she'll. And then, and then,
and then they'll have a boy, and maybe he'll end up marrying this guy's daughter. So you see from here, says the Beis Shmuel, that it's b'no l'chol dover. It's b'no l'chol dover. That's what the Beis Shmuel says, because the whole chashash was that if a woman sleeps on a sheet that another man slept on, and she becomes pregnant from his semen, so Mamela, and then he'll have a son, and he won't know who the man was that she slept on, so she end up marrying his sister. Because that man can have a child, a girl child out there, and he'll marry his sister. So you see, he's been all the chol dover, and that's brought in, and the Tashbeit says this. This is the famous Tashbeit on page 13, that you have a couple that Rabbi Berger was saying they were intimate, and she became pregnant from his zera without a maisa bia. It's intimate, so this could be a person could have zera going to a woman without a maisa bia. In other words, he didn't fully nichnas, but his zera still came out and it went in. So he says in Tashbeis that this man is considered the father of that child, and therefore and nafkamina whether there's a chiyuv chalitza or not, because here in Chor he has a child, he left. He left a child. Oh. So the Taz wants to say no. The Taz wants to say maybe l'chumra mina that it b'nol l'chol dover b'kul lo mina b'frat mili l'tali b'kum v'aseh v'hin esabra me'atzma. Whereas maybe You need a ma'isa mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, so then if there's no mitzvah, if you didn't do a ma'isa, maybe you don't mekayim the mitzvah. So maybe you're not mekayim peruvu when there's no ma'isa bia. In other words, that's the question. If you stam, even if it's your own zera, and you had to do it artificial inseminate, so maybe you're not mekayim peruvu. So I thought not that way. So I thought the following. I want to say based on the Tosus Rid. The famous Tosus Rid has a discussion. And 1 second, it's not only the Taz, but there's Amaram Shik on page 15. What's the din? The din is that Puruvu is with two children, a son and a daughter. But if God forbid they die, then you're not Mekayim, unless they left over kids. But they have to leave over a boy and a girl. And it's a machlokus whether the boy has to come from the boy and the girl from the girl, or it could be vice versa. But say he had two kids, and God forbid they both passed away, but one left 15 children, boys, girls, everything, and the other one left nothing. So the halacha is you're not Mekayim peruvu, because they have to come from each one that you created, from the boy side and the girl side. So if there was nothing that came from both sides, so it's still considered that you had a boy and a girl, and the boy continued, so that you, because he had kids, and even though he passed away, and the girl had nothing. So even though that guy provided 10 children, a dozen boys, girls, everything, is not the halacha is yinam mekayim peruvu. So Maram Shik says, because the word is, it has to be your what you did. Anything that comes, what they create is considered coming memela. So memela, if it's a boy mikoch the boy, that's considered the boy still around, or a child from this child. But if lemaisa it didn't come from both your things, so he wants to bring a riot from that nesabram ba'ambati, when it's happening memela,
is not a mitzvah of peruvu. I don't know if it's such a muchach raya, but that's, take a look on page 15. But what I want to say is like this, that there's a famous Tosus Rid. The Gemara says a woman apartu from the mitzvah of Mila. Woman apartu from the mitzvah of Mila. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Oso v'lo osa. Oso v'lo osa. So the question is, everyone asked, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, why do you need a Pasuk to say that a woman is Pater from Mila? Because Oso v'lo osa. It's a Mrs. Sasei Shazman Grama. Mila is a Mrs. Sasei Shazman Grama. So the Tosus Rid says on page 32, that the mitzvah of Mila is not the Maisa Mila. When the father's chayiv in Mila, he's just chayiv to make sure the Mila gets done. Make phone calls, do this, matapel with the Mila. So Mimela, that's his whole chayiv. The chayiv is not on the Maisa Mila, because who says he can do the Maisa Mila? Most people don't do the Maisa Mila, can't do the Maisa Mila, not skilled, whatever. So he says, so that's why it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, Tosus Rid says. Because it's not the maisa mila that's your mitzvah. Your mitzvah is just to be make sure the mila gets done. So that's bein bayom bein balayli, making sure it's getting done. You called up the moil at night. In other words, so I thought to make a tsushtel between this and puruvu. Because the big question that everyone has puruvu is, it's a strange type of mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? I mean, it's not biyotcha to have children, it's not biyotcha to have a boy and a girl. So Rav Moshe has this famous thing, you know, the way some say mitzvah is to have an owner, and then if you have a boy and a girl, then you're potter. That potters you. But if you were trying your whole life, then it's not say you were mevatel the mitzvah. But I wanted to say like this, that perhaps, just like the Tosus Rid says, that by Mila, it's the mitzvah, is not the Maisa Mila, but it's to make sure. So it could be that by Puruvu, the mitzvah is to you try to make sure that you have children. So the normal way, Kederach Kol Haaretz, is through Tashvish. But what if you can't, do it through Tashvish? So then, you mekayim it through other ways, through Ambati, through even if it's your zera, if he gave his zera to it, then he's also mekayim the mitzvah, because maybe the ma'aseh bi is not the mitzvah. And assuming like the Tashbeitz and the Beis Shmuel that it's your son l'chol dover, so memela hu hadin you mekayim the mitzvah as well, because the mitzvah maybe is not just like a mila, it's not the ma'aseh mila, it's the making sure it gets done. So it could be by peruvu the same thing. But that was what I wanted to suggest.
He's not doing it there. It's done in a laboratory.
Right. But he's
by Mila, he's doing something.
No, the Mila's doing.
Phone call.
But he was Moitzi the Zera. He provided the Zera. So it's no different than the phone call. It's him giving the Zera.
Yeah, but the Rambam says it's the Mais. The Rambam seems to say it's Mais Abiyah.
Yes, I'm saying maybe not. I'm saying I don't know. What's the Rambam saying?
Blaich always quotes
this. The Rambam. Rabbi Blaich told me. I discussed this with Rabbi Blaich. He said you're not mekayim peruvu if there's no ma'aseh bi'ah. So I thought not that way.
Yeah, he was just reading the Rambam.
I thought you're mekayim. And even though maybe the Rambam says you have to do ma'aseh bi'ah, that's the because the Rambam wasn't nochis to this issue of. They didn't have that hechi temsa. That was the way to do it. It was the ma'aseh bi'ah. But if you can't do it through the ma'aseh bi'ah, and if a child is created, and the Beis Shmuel says it's beno l'chol dover, so l'chara, it's then he's mekayim peruvu. That's what Rabbi Abadi thought also. He's mekayim peruvu. Pashas is mekayim peruvu because it's his son, and he brought the son into the world. He didn't do a ma'aseh. Maybe you could say it's a grama. It's not a full maisa, but maybe that's the mitzvah, like the Tosus Rid says. Just like by Mila, that was my suggestion.
Not everyone holds it. Tosus Rid is
Okay. I'm saying, but even if you don't want to say the Tosfos is by Mila, maybe you could say it by Peruvu. That's what I want to say. That you Mekayim the Mitzvah. So then the Rabbi Berger said to me, if that be the case, so maybe then there's a Chiv to do it. Because once you say that you Mekayim it, so if a person can't have their own children, should there be a Chiv to then do it through this way? So I don't know, the Yesh Lodum is I'll pee this far. If you hold you're not Mekayim, like Rabbi Black, so you're not Mekayim, so you're not Mekayim. But if you hold, like I want to say that you are Mekayim, so then maybe there's a Chiv to orchestrate it, to make
sure. Black also holds it to Zazera.
Yeah, so the pashtus is, it's not, you know, the way some poskim write, it's not levatola, but tzozera, like some poskim say, is only if it's levatola. This is not levatola. This is to have a kid. So it's not levatola. Rav Shechter claimed, you know, has a piece here where he claims that shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that you're only related if it's maisa bia. Because he wants to say that the famous Rabbeinu Tam Ksubis, that the Bias Akum is Lav Shmei Bia, and the Gemara learns that out. So the question is, a woman had Bia with an Akum when she was an Eishes Ish, and then he converted. So Rabbeinu Tam says that they could marry each other. So the question is, why? Is it Gershon Shkai Shekot and Shemolad when he converts? Or is it because Bias Akum Lav Shmei Bia? So... Where do we know Bias Akum Lav Shmei Bia? Because the Gemara says that the father is not related to the kid. So, but how did Rabbeinu Tam learn from Bias Akum? So Rav Shechter claimed that since the Gemara says that there's no yichus to the father, so the Mela, so that, and yichus is only totally in Bia, so the Mela, that's how we got to know that once the Gemara says that there's no there's no Bias Akum, it's not shown Bia, because there's no Yichus, so it must be that Bia and Yichus are Haba Hatalia. I thought not. First of all, as Rav Shechter himself points out, the different opinions of why Rabbeinu Tam matered. Maybe only matered it because of the Geirus of Gershon is Gaia. Not that.
What was he matered?
He was matered that if a woman was Mazana with a guy, and then. So the Chorin, she should. And then her husband dies. And now she wants to marry this guy after he converts. So Pasha says, Echad Labala, Echad Laboyal. You can't. But he said, no, you can marry. You can marry. So maybe you can only marry because he converted Gershon is Gaia. Or you can marry because Bias Akum Lav Shmei Bia. But how do we know that Bias Akum Lav Shmei Bia? Because the verse says that the Zera, that Akum is, there's no Yichus by Akum. Zir Masusim Zir Masam was only that there's no Yichus. How did he know to learn from that there's no Bia? So Lachorcha he means that Bia and Yichus go together. But Lachorcha, like Pashtus, like everybody told me, Lachorcha is not Haba Hatalia. It could be that he learned that these two things are parallel. In other words, Zimra Susan is also Michla on that. But okay, maybe in Rabbeinu Tam, maybe. But the Pashas is that if it's his Zera, it's his son, like Rabbi Shmuel says. And the only question is, the Hartzvi has a possibility within the Taz to say that maybe you're not Mekayim Peruvu, but you don't have to have any kids anymore. It's like by Kisei Adam, if the Ruach was Machasa, so then you can't do the mitzvah anymore. You didn't get the mitzvah, but now you're potter. So it could be if you had a kid through Ambati, through Hazrab Ambati, and it's your Zera, it could be that maybe you weren't Mekayim, but you also are not Mechuyev anymore either. So that was his idea. But I thought the pashas is that you are Mekayim. So then, the Shitasi, then you should get a Jewish egg. Because if you get a non-Jewish egg, then Chora Pasha says the kid is a non-Jew and has to get a Geirus, and then for sure you're not related in the Mekayim. The only thing is, as pointed out, you have to see to make sure that the, as you know, Rav Weitzman told me from Machon Pua, like you have a lot of Israeli women before they go into the, see, you know, when we're talking about to get a Jewish egg, we're talking about from a single a single person, a single woman, not an Eishes Sister, a single woman. And a lot of the single women in Israel, not a lot, but some, before they go into the army, they want to make some money, so they donate some eggs, they make some money. So you have now one last thing is the discussion, and this is relates to this discussion as well, as the Ramah quotes it in Shulchan Aruch, that if a ben mamzer, if your son is a mamzer, you mekayim peruvu with a ben mamzer. And that's based on Yerushalmi. A ben mamzer is chayiv in is mekayim peruvu with a ben mamzer. The only good question is that two girsos in the Yerushalmi, it's not so pashut what the Yerushalmi meant, but the Ramah has it that you mekayim. See, according to some, because the way it says benohu l'chol davar afilu l'piri v'rivya, and the Radvaz says it's not so. And the question that the Radvaz, Min Chaschin, if they all talk about, isn't this mitzvah b'bavera? So he says it's not so, and others say that, you know, there's a question whether Yerushalmi is a statement or a tamiya. So it's not so pashut what the Yerushalmi, but the Min Chaschin's kasha is, isn't it a mitzvah b'bavera? Isn't it a mitzvah b'bavera? So the Min Chaschin says, "Lami yotzi de chova halov mitzvah b'bavera." So he says, "Mitzvah b'bavera lo havi alei mishas mitzvah osa gam kein avera." But here, he got mitzvah shal banim bo al yidei avera d'vir sisur mikol mokom ha mitzvah esei hayinu habanim. Abil rak hechsher mitzvah. Became the ikar kiyam a mitzvah. Heim abanim veisas os leka avera klal. Avera kvar nases. That was his word. It has to be at the same time.
Moshe doesn't like this.
Yeah. So there's a sefer Shdei Yitzchak.
She's going to give birth. That's your mitzvah.
Yeah. So the Shdei Yitzchak wrote a letter to the Min Chaschinuch. Mamish, you could see. I xeroxed it. He wrote a letter to the Min Chaschinuch, on page 26. He wants to say another yisod, that mitzvah b'bavera is only dafka hechad b'bayi kavana b'mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah that needs kavana, or a negative kavana won't work. So you're saying when you're doing an avera, you can't say you're mechavim for a mitzvah because you're doing an avera. But if you have a mitzvah that you're mechayim even without kavana, then there's no concept of mitzvah about b'avera. That's his big yisod.
It says you don't need kavana.
Ze poshut l'bayi kavana, he writes. Hashem can prove who this pashut by kavana. Why? It's because lachara pruvu means to have kids. You have kids.
That's the Min Chaschinuch's approach. As a result is the main, but maybe the ma'aseh bia is.
Okay, Moshe can mitzvah by bavera. You bemes of it mitzvah pruvu after having be iser. So he wants to say that this whole thing.
He's building it on the fact that filled with isser, it works. Moms
are right.
But that may not be true.
Right. The question: how do you read the Rishalmi and the Radvaz, etc.? But he's saying an interesting yisod. The mitzvah of aver is only by kavanah, because as Rabbi Berger pointed out, you can't say you mechavi to the mitzvah if it's an Aveira. So by definition, that's considered lo mechavim. Interesting. Read it. It's written to the Mechas Chinuch himself, a letter that Stei Yitzchak wrote. So getting back to this, so this was the shiur that I gave. This part of the shiur was I gave the second day of Yom Tov. So these were the two. And then they talk about maybe there's a chiluk between Shevis. Maybe he discusses other sources here. Maybe there's no Peruvu by Ambati, but Shevis, yes. But I think the Chorin should be Peruvu also. And it's not a din dafka in Bia. It's just Bia is the normal way, but if Bia doesn't work. So they thought Pashas is it's his son. And then, based on that, Cheshbon. The car should be kedai to get a Jewish. Besides the Kabbalistic idea that there's tumah, things like that, but al pi halacha, I thought. But again, there's some poskim that oppose the whole thing, so everyone has to, you know, who this is relevant. I didn't mean to paskin. I showed what I was noted towards, etc. I was noted to Rav Kilov that it's totally in the egg, but even though Rav Harari points out he can't say 100% sure because maybe it's the egg plus that, but the Pashas says I thought that once the Goyishkeit is totally on the egg, so then the Yiddishkeit is also totally on the egg, but maybe you can argue with that, but I thought that was the Pashas. And then the question is, what should a person do, you know, once he's already is going through with this? But I thought for sure the husband gets the mitzvah of Puravu, and then the only question is which to take, and who's the mother, and these are some of the issues. So these are the basic things that I said over, so I wanted to be able to say it over. And so, okay, I thank everyone who stayed. This is to the sweet end, you know, the end of June's month, Kipshuto, June 30th. Baruch Hashem, you should come back in the beginning of Elul to begin again. Baruch Hashem, you should have a productive summer with good health, happiness, and productivity for you and all your family, and only good things to hear from each other. And Baruch Hashem, we're looking forward in the next month. Okay, Shkaya. Good? Yeah, Josh?